It's my great pleasure to welcome up Pastor Matt this morning.
Good morning, One Church. Woo, that's a bit loud. How are we all doing? Good? Can you feel the excitement in the air? There's a buzz in this place today, and God's going to do something amazing here today. He's already done it. It's already been done. It's already been settled in the courtrooms of heaven. God really wants to powerfully impact you all this morning. It's not just about youth, it's about his people. But we're going to make it about youth too. So I had the privilege, as you notice, I've had a haircut. That was not the privilege of having a haircut, but it is a privilege to have a haircut. But I shaved my hair off because I was going on camp with 40 teenagers. Now, I've got a few teenagers in my own house, but 40 of them. Whew! So I decided to shave it off before I pulled it out. But I didn't need to. So they were just amazing. What a, you know, if there's any parents here first time in this church, I just want to welcome you guys. Thank you for coming along. You are most welcome. And we are just a family who have been saved by grace. We don't think we're anything special, but God has called us and appointed us to actually show his love to the world around us. And we just revel in that, and we worship God because what he's done in our lives. So we're one big happy family, and we like to clap, we like to jump, we like to sing, we like to praise God, and that's who we are. So, you know, just accept us. It's all good. Now, we had a lot of talent come on to camp with us, and I just really wanted to take this moment to just demonstrate some of this talent. A little video series that that I think you guys might appreciate, because the thing is, we took these guys out on camp, and you know, some of these guys, they haven't been out in the wild for a long time. They haven't been out in nature for a long time. And you know, first thing we did when we got off the bus was like, give me your mobile phones. And it was just like and they're like getting off the bus like this. They started getting separation anxiety. They were cuddling pillows and, you know, taking bricks and trying to Google on them and stuff like that and look at Facebook. No, I'm joking. It wasn't that bad. They soon forgot about it. But we did have some talent who managed to get hold of my phone, and I found all this lovely footage on my phone that... So if we could turn off the lights, I'd like to present to you nature and trees with Nikita and Malia. So if we could turn the lights off, please.
Another episode of Nature with Nikita and Molly. Today we're going to be talking about the trees, how they're so barky and woody.
This is our special guest on Nature
to the
and
Family
trees.
YouTube channel.
So
I'm Sam.
They would like to know their daily fact about trees. What's a daily fact that they can have?
They have photos.
Trees grow.
Welcome. This is a
I almost just walked into a tree.
TV show about nature,
and you guys are special guests.
Trees actually feed through photosynthesis, like most plants, which is energy from the sun, and...
Okay, that's boring.
And they grow.
Yeah.
And they grow.
And they like water.
We are currently still walking.
I got one.
Ready?
Trees are brown and green.
Oh, that was...
Wow.
Okay, see, guys, get out of our shot now.
Really smart people on this show.
We do. I'd like to thank my cat Yoda. There's a piece of his fur on me right now, and it just feels like he's with me.
It's okay.
Don't touch me ever again.
Beck.
Beck got
healed yesterday, and now she can walk on her foot. She had a moon boot, but now she can walk properly. Look. Everyone in the crowd or in the church audience should be clapping now, so like... Okay, there we go. That was just clap and a woo! You can do it, Beck.
You back, can back, do it. Back, 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 back. Back, back. Back. My beatboxing.
I loved it.
Me too. Do you like banana seeds?
Yes, I do.
Camp's been so fun.
So like basically we're walking. We don't get lost, but we're not going to get
lost
anyway.
Logging for you guys.
There's a lot of signs, but we don't need signs because we don't
get
lost.
We're smarter than
science. We're like human GPSs.
Yeah, we're like smarter than science. Like come at me with science, bro, and I'll smash you. Guys, guess what? There's leaves. This is the Australian outback, mate.
No. So right now we are currently walking to the river.
No, because he said
like real Australians.
And what are we doing today? We're paddle boarding, right?
Yes.
We're paddle boarding.
My true Australian.
So yeah, so that should be really great. We're like walking on dirt. It's very annoying.
But you know that's okay.
That's okay because that's what it's like to be in nature. It's what nature's...
Because this show is called Nature and Trees.
Yeah. Uncle Matt's really slow. I think old age is actually really hitting him hard.
You're so mean.
Now, if those two and Luke both are team up, we're in trouble, hey? So I know the announcements and the adverts are in safe hands now. But no, as you can see, we a lot of fun, a lot of great times that was had down there, and the youth had an amazing time as well. But I don't want to talk about it. I want them to share about it. So I'm going to invite Gabe up first of all, because Gabe's youth. Gabe is now affectionately known as Papa G. What? Gaby Bear.
Good morning, everyone. It is so exciting. I can't really stand, but I just want to try and be a preacher, you know? This is how. Right, first off, I'm going to come at you with the way I see things. So please, if you have any questions, please come and hit me up about what I may say and what I may mean. Because sometimes Gabe goes off on a tangent and, yeah, it goes all bad sometimes. I learned that on camp. but I just want to do something. Can the parents of these kids stand up? Or if your child went to youth camp, please stand up. I really want to honour you guys. Stay standing. I didn't say sit down. I really want to honour you guys. You guys have amazing children. Okay? Like, Matt may moan because he has 40 kids, but I didn't. That might be because I woke up at 11 o'clock every morning. No, but seriously, like, your kids, they have so much in them, like, so much good quality, so much potential in life. Like, I can't explain it all, but, it's more than words. Like, your children are just amazing. You know, thank goodness, because I've worked in, I've worked for DCP, I've done some work with high-challenging youths of the state, I've done foster care and all that sort of stuff, and residential care, and mental health, and I can tell you, you have nothing to worry about. No, but like seriously, like, geez. You know, what I loved about it is that most of the kids actually knew God. How do you know God? Oh, because of my mum and dad. Do you know? And I'm going to say it, even when where there's kids that may have stepfathers or stepmothers, they still know God. And that's amazing. It is. You know, sometimes for kids, you know, the biggest thing we had to deal with on camp was their fear on coming, returning back to Perth, returning back home and fitting back into society and their families and still fulfilling their roles as Christians and stepping out in faith, you know. And that's what we dealt with a lot. Like, you know, we dealt with a lot of hurt as well. So in saying all of that, I learned a lot as well. Like, I thought that I knew parenting. And although I'm only 26 and I only have 3 children, but I still thought, okay, yeah, I know how to be a dad and that's it. But, you know, how do I say this? The importance about lifting a child up. The importance about what my words to my daughters and son, the significance of it and what it can actually do. It can actually beat down people and actually trap them in a character that is not even theirs. You know? You know, the other thing too I've seen that, like, you know how we have church, right? And sometimes there's a gap like this. This is the church and then this is the youth, you know. And then there's a massive gap, you know. And it can't happen. That cannot happen. I got involved with this, with the youth group. Because I want to close that gap. You know. I see. You know, even the mindset, and I'm guilty about it, I had to repent. You know, because I was one of those guys that, oh, yep, they'll go to camp. They'll be Holy Lord Jesus Christ for the next 2 weeks. And then after that, it goes downhill. That's terrible. Because how else do you think that they're going to act? I've seen the importance of family. Now, even though people may have broken relationships, this is what the church is for. Yeah. We're meant to support each other, to bring our children together, you know. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I hope you guys can do. Look, and I'm not trying to tell you guys how to parent. Please don't. I don't want to hide in. Please give me grace. I can't stress the urgency on this because I'm sick and tired, now going back into my professional life, of seeing youth fall through the gaps. How? Easy. Self-harm. Addictions. You know? Even suicide? Yep. I've known a few people that have committed suicide. You know, I've been in situations where I've been covered in blood because someone's cut the artery because they don't want to live. Now, change. Where does that? Change starts here. That's the same like revival. It's these kids that is going to bring us through revival. Amen. Amen. So all the more reason why we all need to stand next to them. Stand next to them as well as stand next to their parents. Support them. Uplift them. Yeah. If they be a pork chop, grill them. But don't do something that we have to sort out next camp. You know, because you know, I just say this to the kids a lot too. I said, you know, in the Bible it says that you have to honor your mother and father regardless, hey, so that you have a blessed life. So whether you like it or not, you have to honor them. But I did say this as well. Doesn't mean you have to agree with them. I also said along that, I'm only saying this now so that if the kids tell you, yeah, it was me. I've warned you guys before. I said, you don't have to agree with them, but you have to find a way to respectfully understand them. And so that you have that open dialogue between you and your parents. Because if you don't, all you're going to do is say, up yours and I'm going to do my own thing. You know, but you can't do that because at the end of the day, it says honor your mother and father so that you have a blessed life. What else did I see? Seeing breakthroughs. You know, there's some of these kids here, some already know, they weren't speaking in tongues, and now they are. You know? But it's not just the sound, they're doing it intentionally. Hey. Where's Annie Estelle? She can vouch for this. She was telling me about, because I was near the kitchen, I wasn't in it, but I was just near it. I was supervising. And she was telling me about the difficulty about this oven that isn't working because, and now we can't have this amazing potato bake. And I said, oh, yeah, rightio. So have we prayed for it? She goes, oh, no. So then I said, okay, so the very table that I was sitting at, I grabbed all the kids. I said, put your hands on that stove and start praying. Without a word of a lie, it started working. And we had potato bake. Now, I'm not getting over-religious here, but, oh, man, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah, you know, because I won't lie, because this is the first sort of youth camp I've come as a leader, really. And like, so when you tell the kids, go do this, you're like, God, please make this work, make this work, make this work. Because then you'll have disappointed children, oh, youth. But yeah, I think too, I've seen they have a heart of worship. They really do. It's great. You know, time needs to change. I think our mindset needs to change about the youth. In the sense that, like, we started a men's intercessory group. Okay? Yeah, it will. And they already had their first meeting last night. It was like, oh, awesome. But it's a place where all the fellas, because I said to them, I said, you know what I'm sick of? And ladies, please don't hit me. I said, do you notice that every intercessory group, it's all the white ladies? And they're like, oh, yeah. I said, well, how about men? You know? I'm talking to you men, so like fathers out there as well. Because it's so true, you know? I don't know, we're more... not about the... get on your knees and start praying, I suppose, which we need to do. But yeah, so now anyways, the kids are going hardcore into that, and that's amazing, you know. I think I don't have any worries for them when they go back to school, eh? Because we've told them. Well, why should it change? You know, why should it change? I said to the kids, the only thing that's going to change when we get back, and that's what I'm advocating for, is the way the church accepts you guys, the way the church utilizes you, the way the church supports you. You know, that's what's going to change. Because, stand up, all of you guys, all you kids. I said it again, I said it before, turn around to the congregation. I want everyone, yes, applaud. I want everyone to get to know each and every child that's here. Because they're going to lead the revival. They are. How do I know? Easy. I'm going to support them. And I need every single parent out there, even non-parent, every adult out there, to support us to do that. Because that's what's going to change the church. You know? We'll grow so much, we're going to need another building. Oh. Oh, that sounded a bit pastor-like, didn't it? Woo. But it is. I've seen it. It's going to happen. You know, revival has started. It started within these guys. You know? Anyways, you guys can sit down now. Hallelujah. Yes. So, I'm going to ask some of these guys to come up and share. So, what I'm going to ask you adults to do is stand up. Turn around, touch your toes, sit down. Let's go. Just so then we don't get any complaints that, oh my gosh, lunch is coming and these kids are talking for so long. I warned you guys. Okay, Aaron, where are you? That's a joke, by the way.
All right. So before I went on camp, a lot of things happened and went a bit downhill and drew away from God. But then when I went to camp, there was a lot of prayer and worship, and it just opened my eyes to see that it wasn't all God's fault. It was just this, even though the circumstances had changed, it was my decision to draw away from Him. So I used that as an opportunity to have a lot of prayer and devotion with God, and I got a bit closer, and now things are sorted out and come back together. So it's great.
Tyler, where you at? Tyler?
Okay, so, as Aaron said, I probably wasn't that close with God before camp, and I was always just expecting that it was going to be incredible, because every year is. But this year was different. It was hard, but it all was worth it in the end. So, just, I don't know, the prayer and the worship was incredible, as usual. And it was so nice to see all the youth, like, just so passionate, and there was a lot of tears, and it was just like, ugh. I got a lot closer with God and understood that all of the lies that I was thinking about myself weren't true. And I got to prophesy over people, which was really cool. And I got lots of prophecies for myself, which was even cooler. prayed for healing, seeing all the healings, like Rebecca's ankle was insane. and got close with everybody again, and I just want to keep on fire. Like, everybody needs to keep on fire, because we never do, and I think it's really important. Like, I definitely see the difference this year. Everybody is much more on fire than the other camps that I've been to, like the intercessory group. I didn't expect that at all, but I'm really proud of the boys and the girls. So, yeah, we just need to keep on fire, keep going to deep, keep coming to church and youth, and keep praying, and God is good.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, so that was a girl, so now we need Danny.
Yeah, so I like prepped myself before camp. I came on there and I was like, "Well, God, you're going to use me. This is going to be awesome." And then I got to camp and my leg was so much sore than it normally is. Like, it was like terrible. And I remember one dinner I actually skipped it because I couldn't get down the stairs. And then instead of like going, "Oh Lord, I can't go down the stairs, help me," I started praying and asked Him to use me that night and let me recoup now and use me. And that night was so amazing. And like, we got to heal Rebecca's foot, we got to prophesy over people, and it was just awesome. And it just kind of goes to show that if you open yourself up to God and you draw closer than further away, then He will use you, like, every time.
Yeah. Kelly Tempest, where you at? Kelly?
I had a similar situation to everyone else. I had also distanced myself away from everyone and from God. So the youth camp definitely changed my perspective to show me that no matter how far you distance yourself away from God, that He's always there. And if you just turn around, He's going to be there waiting for you. And He's always been there for you. So.
Christian. Christian?
All right. Before the youth camp, like, I was on the fence about God and all that. Like, I didn't believe in any way, but I was never like, I was always open to the idea of God being there. And on the second last night, I was prayed for by Gabe to be able to speak in tongues. Now I can speak in tongues. And that was my first experience with God. And then on the last night, in the last worship, I was just getting words for people. And then I can't really, like, be like, oh, that's just a coincidence, because you can't really, like, after that, you kind of have to believe in God. Like, there's not really much you can do. So the youth camp did help me, like, come to God, and God really shown himself to me in a big way on the youth camp. And I think last time, like, the last youth camp didn't happen because subconsciously I had barriers built up. And I only realized that after, but I took them all down during the youth camp, and I was able to experience God in a big way.
Love you, man. Right on. All right, Ruby. If this girl comes up and gives you a hug, just take it. Because, yeah, she won't let you go. Look, there we go. That wasn't rehearsed.
It was my first youth camp, but on the first night I was really nervous because I didn't really know what to expect. But Matt sat down with me and prayed for me, and all my worries went away. I felt good. On one of the nights in June worship, I heard from God, and it was the most powerful experience that I've ever had. I cried a lot during youth, but it was happy. I was excited, and I felt great about my experience, and I'd definitely go on camps again.
Big man Zach, where you at?
So when I went on youth camp, I'd kind of distanced myself from God for the first couple nights. And then on the last night, Danny came up to me and he started praying for me. And I just had this huge weight lifted off of my shoulders. Then he got Matt to pray for me and it just started getting better. But then he got Gabe to pray for me at the same time to pray for to pray for me to be able to speak in tongues. And like when they took me outside, they started praying, and it just, something just happened, and I just started speaking in tongues, and it was amazing.
Okay. Chloe, where you at? Chloe?
Youth camp was really, really good. For me especially, it was really, really cool and exciting seeing all my friends come to the Lord and seeing how God has changed their lives and lifted weights off their shoulders, and also in my life, because before I went to youth camp, I kind of distanced myself from God a little bit, like some other people, and but when I went to youth camp, I heard from God, and he told me that he was proud of me and that he loved me, and I just felt free to worship and stuff. So, yeah, that's my experience.
Jacob.
I didn't even know. I actually got closer with God before youth camp. What's his name? Yeah, Alejandro. When he came and the blonde-haired lady prophesied over me, Tracy, she gave me some good words and I got a lot closer. So on youth camp, I felt really good and I knew that I was going to get used by God for other people, and I got a lot of words for my friends, and I brought my friend Josh, and I'm pretty sure he gave his heart to the Lord.
Mika.
I think youth camp was absolutely amazing. Like everyone else, or like most people, my relationship with God was not very good. But when I went on camp, it was just such a refreshment, And I just felt that something was filled in my heart, because before that, my heart was quite empty, and I was just, I felt like something needed to fill it. So that was God's love, and it made me realize that He's the one who can transform lives, and He's also the one who can who has an amazing plan for all of us, especially all the youth here. And it was just so nice to be around everyone and be in the presence of God. And also on the last night of camp, I felt that when we were worshiping and praising God, I just felt at peace, and I just felt that you know, God had filled my heart again, and I just I felt whole again. So that was a really good experience.
Did you turn on by your phone? Huh?
Oh yeah. And I also, when Gabe was praying for me, I was able to pray in tongues for the first time. So that was a new experience, but I'm hoping to build on that even more. So.
Glory to God, glory to God. Can someone turn this mic down? It's booming. Is anyone up by the sound desk? Check. Oh, okay, cool. Okay, so David, you're up.
So I wouldn't say my relationship with God was too far away, but I was really struggling to actually connect with God. So on the last night Danny prayed for me, I was doing sound on words. And Danny says he was like, was yelling in his head, and his David, activation, go. So he brought Estelle, and they both prayed for activation. And then when Estelle got me praying in tongues while they were praying for me. And then Danny asked first thing on my mind, because we weren't sure what the activation was for. And so I said it was the devotions time for the next day, which we knew was silence. So when that came, I was told that my activation from yesterday was for my prophetic gift and what God wanted me to do.
Beck.
Okay, so before camp, like 2 weeks before, I'd fractured my foot through netball, and then I think it was the second night, I had Danny pray for my leg, and it completely healed. But then the second night, it was like a little bit sore, and then I had Luke pray for my leg as well, and now it's like it's completely healed and like doesn't hurt at all, and I can do like loads of stuff. And a few days after, in devotions, when I was in Jamie's group, we did silence, and we were sitting like by ourselves and stuff, and I was like praying, and then I felt like something touched my hand, and then I saw like this vision of like a whirlpool, and I didn't know what it meant. And then Tara said to me, she went, "It probably means like if you're stuck, God's saying, take my hand, I'll save you," and stuff.
Luke. He was our storyteller before bed. That's why the kids went to sleep at 2 a.m.
So this camp, I invited my friend Seth. He told me he had been baptized a few weeks before, but I don't think he had like fully given his heart to the Lord. So on this camp, I really felt like I was in pain for him, and I really felt like I needed to get him to hand his heart over to the Lord. So on the last night, he started asking about how to pray in tongues. So we pulled him outside in all the men's intercession. We all prayed for him in tongues, and then he just started speaking in tongues.
Sam. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, Matt prayed for me after doing some worship, and he said something that I didn't even know was true. And then when he finished, I was just like, that was 100% true. And like, I didn't even know it was true until Matt said it. I was just like, what? yeah.
Makeda.
So before camp, I really enjoyed worship, but I didn't really truly know what it meant or how to properly get into worship. So during one of the nights, we were doing worship, and I saw a lot of people getting prayed for, and they were just having encounters with God, and I felt like God was speaking to all those people, but he wasn't really speaking to me. And Rui came and prayed for me, and she just helped me realize that just because God speaks to people in certain ways, it doesn't mean he'll speak to you in the exact same way, because God speaks to everyone in different ways, and he'll speak to you in a way that you understand. And at camp, I just learned how to really get into worship and what it meant, and it's bringing me closer to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Ben.
Well, yeah, like most people, my relationship wasn't the greatest before I went to camp. But like at the worship and devotions, like it was insane. Like you could just feel God's presence. Like I've been to camps before, but it was nothing like this one. And like, man, I've been changed, and like God is just, he's amazing, and yeah.
Hey, guys, in love, hallelujah. Alice.
There's a lot of people. A couple of weeks before camp, Tara spoke at youth, and it like really hit home. And I knew I needed to talk to her about it, but I didn't know like when. And it was the second night of camp. It was like worship, and then we all like broke off into groups and praying. And like I literally just walked up to her and I like started crying. And people that know me, like I don't cry. Like I hate crying in front of people. Like I hate crying in general. And so, like, we went up to our room and we were talking for, like, 40 minutes. I literally ran out of tears. Like, I was, like, making the face of crying, making the noises, but there was no tears coming out. And, like, after I spoke to her about it, like, I kid you not, I felt so much better. It literally, it sounds, like, ironic, but it felt like a weight had been taken off my shoulders. And, like, the fact that he placed that on my heart to talk to her about it, and then actually like made me feel so much better. I'm going to give you back the microphone.
Boston, where you at? You need some encouragement. Woo!
Oh, okay, I don't know what to say, so camp was pretty good.
Estelle, can you come up and share?
It was just such an amazing experience. We were praying with Boston, and he actually heard God speak to him himself. I didn't get any word, or we got some words for him that we gave him, and then I said to him, just ask God who he says you are. And he actually got that, and it was just amazing to to see that the kids can hear God and that the young people can actually hear God. Amen.
Right, I think that's it. Hang on. Jessica.
Like most people who shared and stuff, I felt like I was being pulled away from God in some certain way, but I didn't know like how to get back to him. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get the same feeling as I used to when I was first baptized. And I felt like after I was baptized that I hadn't fully given my heart to the Lord and I wasn't close enough to him as I wanted. But during camp on the last night, I'm pretty sure, my dad, everyone who like felt like they were stuck were in a circle, and we were starting like a prayer, and we're all getting prayed for. And as soon as my dad touched me, saying release, I felt like I was going to drop to the ground, even though all the weight of sin left me. I couldn't feel my legs, and I just started crying, and my friend Ruby started crying as well. it just felt so amazing to feel his presence once again, and I really loved it. And on the second last night when we were being prayed for, my dad prayed for me, and he said this one sentence that really made me like start going into tears and stuff, made me pray more in tongues. Is that you are not alone. And as soon as he said that, I heard a gentle whisper saying, you have to know that you're not alone and I'm always there for you.
All right. Lily? Go on, Lily.
It was good. And I know last camp, that was like when I first met God. But afterwards, I feel like I wasn't there. Like it was just like I was not faking it, but like faking it. But like just coming and like faking it. And the first time I felt peace was we did silence. And I didn't hear anything, but I just felt peace. And then in the circle with Jess, it was actually Ben. He started praying for me and Chloe, I think. And that was like the first time I just felt like, I don't know, just, yeah. And that was like the only time I cried, because I don't cry. Usually I just get happy and I'm just happy, but that was the only time I cried. And that's it. And then hail Greg.
And finally, we're going to do Serene. Come on, Serene.
So camp was really, really good. I think I got really close to God during camp. I was going through a difficult experience before camp where some of my friends were drifting away, so, and they weren't talking to me. So, but then I got prayed for by Diane, and she said that I was actually really hurting inside, and I was, and I just ended up crying so much. And then some of the people from the youth, like Nikita, Ruby, and Paige, they came to me and they said that I always have a friend in them, and that if I need help, I can just talk to them or just pray to God.
Sante?
So before camp, I really felt like I was drifting away from God, and I didn't have a proper connection with him. And during camp, I've built a stronger relationship with him, and I've also before camp, I didn't like, I felt like in prayer it wasn't, praying felt like it wasn't from my heart. And Danny prayed for me and I felt like I did know how to pray and it was from my heart, so yeah.
Come on, Nadine, you can share one. Come on.
Okay, so on the camp, I didn't just, like, the first couple of nights, I didn't know God. And as, like, we went on, I started to learn more about him. And on the last two nights, I started, like, actually singing with, like, when we were worshipping. And I feel like I got connected with him more, so Matt also prayed for me, and I started crying, but I don't cry, so that was weird. And not only did we start a relationship with God, but we also fixed a relationship between our friend group as well, so that was good as well.
Awesome. Brilliant. Well, come on then, Hannah. Come on, Hannah.
So before camp, I didn't have a very good relationship with God. I didn't feel like I knew him. So basically, I went on camp, and when the night sessions, I prayed for people, and people prayed for me, but I didn't really think that I had a very good encounter with God. I feel like I should trust Him more with my life, like, because, I don't know, I just guess that, yeah, I guess I'm not really very good with letting people try. I don't think I'm very confident with God and letting people take over my life. I just think I need to trust Him more and pray for Him more so that He actually knows me and I know Him very well. Yeah.
Bailey? This is the last one now.
My first youth camp, so I didn't know what to expect. I was really nervous, but I had lots of good encounters there with God. And also before the camp, like when I worshipped, it was just kind of like me singing, but then at camp when I worshipped, it was like actually like me worshipping to God. And silence was really good because I could hear God speaking to me, and I cried a lot at camp when we were, like, praying for Gabe. I'm like, I just touched him, like, thank you, Lord. I couldn't hold it in, and it was really good, and I'm glad I went, and yeah.
These guys are so brave for standing up, and it's the boldness of the Holy Spirit. This is what happened, because these guys don't open up like this, you know? And I want you to just bear witness to something at the moment, right? This is the actual work of the Holy Spirit. You know when they're talking about speaking in tongues and everything like that? This is the evidence of the Holy Spirit working. He is alive today, active today. This Jesus Christ who lived 2,000 years ago is still changing lives today and changing the world and bringing peace, bringing hope, bringing joy, bringing purpose, bringing destiny. I want to tell you, this is not games. This is not, you know, we can't instigate this stuff. We, like, seriously, we went on this camp and I was like, Lord, you got to help me out here because I am stuck, you know. And it was funny because Beck's word that she had was so powerful on that last night that she got that in silence. The Lord handpicked her. Out of all the extroverts that were there on that camp, he took Beck and he trusted her with his word for that camp. And that was his hand reaching out and pull people out of being stuck. And I believe that that's something we're going to pray into in a minute. But I want you guys to turn off the house lights. I'm just going to do a wrap-up of the video, and then we're just going to celebrate what God has done. We're going to worship, and then I'm going to open up to the Holy Spirit to do what only He can do in this place. Okay? Don't worry about the time. Don't worry about your lunch. You will get fed. You will get home sometime. You will, you know, if you've got other appointments on. Anyway, we're just going to carry on. So if we can turn the lights off and play the wrap-up video, please.